Hi, my name is Lindsay Amico, and welcome to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast, where we connect to your higher self, release your limiting beliefs, and create our unreal lives. Today's topic is the magic of now. Hello, hello. Welcome to the daily magical, motivational, mindset-focused message. My name is Lindsay Amico. I'm a mindset coach and the founder of Picture Perfect Mind. I'm here to help you to connect to the fullest creative expression of yourself, whatever that means to you, and to remember who you are, who you always have been, and who you always will be, to really navigate the limiting belief stories so that you can step into your purpose work in this world. And not only your purpose work, but being happy, being content, being fulfilled, creating your impact if that is what you're called to do. So here's the new project that I have been working on, which is really bringing you a different motivational message depending on what card comes out, riffing off of the card. And you got two today, so I'm using the Abundance deck. We received Allowing. Radical acceptance says yes to reality in any given moment, so what's needed can come next. And we also received Outrageous openness. Dear love, open me to your will. Release me from my attachments. Surprise and delight me with your plan. You know what's needed, and I am open to receive. I love both of these cards so much. If you're listening to this on the podcast, welcome. If you also want to shoot over to YouTube, I am also recording on my phone and posting it on YouTube if you're interested in looking at the cards. I will also link the cards in my Amazon store if you would like to check those out. So, oh my gosh, the energy from these cards today is so colorful and energizing and inspiring and just like vibrant. That's the best way I can describe it. So I love that this came out because even as I was giving the intro today to really what this is, I said connecting to your purpose work, right? But there is so much more here beyond purpose work. I think that's a buzzword in the spiritual community and the motivational community. Like, let's figure out what you're meant to do in this world. And I think that is still incredibly powerful. But I think that when we're really searching for the purpose work or even seeking to do our purpose work full time, that can create resistance. And that can really put us in a place mentally where we're not super happy with where we are right now. So let's say you're listening to this and you work a full-time job, maybe it's 9 to 5 and it pays the bills, but maybe you're not in love with it. And if you are, congratulations, like take this example and put it into another place in your life. But maybe you're not deeply in love with it and it's more like, I'm happy that I have a job that pays my bills, but I really don't enjoy going to work every day. I don't see myself staying here for the rest of my life. It's not really lighting my soul up. So you know, okay, I would love to pivot in the direction of X, Y, or Z. I would love to work for myself. This is the dream company I want to work for, etc. That's fabulous. That's insight from your higher being, your inner knowing. That is a message for you that is truth. That is truth for you. But when we have this desire or truth and we're not fully connected to the present moment, as much as we can be as human beings, right? When we're connected to the, oh crap, I don't have this yet. I need to go after it. I need to chase after it. You know, it's great to hustle if that's making you feel good. It's great to have meetings and do research and take the action that leads you to where you want to go. It's great to activate emotional states that lead you to where you want to go, to the physical manifestation. But what so many of us do is not fully allowing for what is present in the present moment, right? We don't fully allow for what is going on. So let's take my business. Let's say, you know, I do this full time and I have these goals for myself, right? I want to make this amount of money. I want to work with this number of clients. Maybe I want this many people on my YouTube page. And when we are so wrapped up in those dialogues and we allow those dialogues to say, so because you want all of these things, being here is not good enough. That is when really we introduce even more resistance to our dreams being fully ignited in this world. We introduce more resistance to not allowing that to happen because we are so stuck in the belief system that in order to be happy, in order to be fulfilled, that needs to happen. And we don't find the joy in the present moment. That's why there's so much emphasis around mindfulness and being in the present. If you haven't read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, I highly recommend it. I can link it below so you can check that out. But wherever you are in life, you're going to have more goals. And that's amazing because as human beings, we're always evolving, which is incredible. So like, let's say you meet your financial goal 3 months from now and you're going to have another financial goal. It's never going to stop. Even if you decided, oh, you know what? I don't really care about finances. I'm going to live off the land or I'm going to do this or this and it's not a big deal to me. That's a goal in itself. And your goals will evolve in different ways, like being more present, being sustainable, you know, connecting with certain people, etc. So the outrageous openness is really what can come when we are deeply in allowing and in an acceptance of the present moment. Just leaning back in my chair. When we are deeply in allowing and acceptance in the present moment, we can step into outrageous openness. So we realize we love where we are. We see what we love about where we are. We find gratitude for where we are. We find calmness and peace in where we are. We find safety in where we are. We find the stories, the lessons, the learnings in where we are. Then we allow for the universe, for our communities, for energy, for our networks to bring us what we want. And we allow for openness instead of restriction. Instead of I have to specify exactly how this is going to go, I have the emotion in mind. I have the intention in mind. And then I allow myself to open up to the possibilities. That is where the possibilities can come in instead of the restriction around, well, I need this to happen in this exact way, in this exact timing. And if it doesn't, I'll somehow not be safe and I will never be happy. It's a bit of a backwards thing in the manifestation world where we have to become happy to some degree, or at least reach a level of neutrality. Another great resource for this is the scale of consciousness. So I'll also make a note of that to put below for you. When we reach neutrality, at least, or acceptance, we don't have to be flying high every day, but when we have acceptance, that's when we can allow. So today, the guidance is, what is going right for you? Where are you loving things in your life? Where can you be excited for what is about to come next? How exciting is it for what is about to come next in your world? what could come around the corner. Who are you going to meet? What opportunity is going to come your way? And it's fun to daydream, but you don't even have to figure out what these things are going to be. You can just simply connect to the emotion and then allow. So there's your motivational message for today. Thank you so much for listening. I announced this yesterday, but if you didn't hear, myself and my friend Sarah Bachwitz are hosting a women's retreat on the last weekend of September. I believe it's September 24th through the 26th. It is for any age, so really 21 and up. It is in the Western New York area. Please, if you're not super local, we'd love to have you drive in. But it's really an opportunity for anyone who feels frazzled or disconnected or siloed or alone or any number of things where you're just not connecting fully to your expression of self in this world, to your happiness, to your purpose work, to having the relationships you want to your health. To be able to come into this retreat, to be able to connect with other like-vibed women, and to feel restored and rejuvenated. This is going to be incredibly powerful, and we have worked so hard to keep this affordable. So if you make your deposit before August 1st, you have a pretty significant discount. Feel free to check out all of these details at pictureperfectmind.com/womensretreat and let me know if you have any questions. We're also so happy to work with any payment plans that meet your schedule. So thank you so much, my friends, and I will see you tomorrow.